Bob, they really have to go some to match Stan Musial's record for consecutive All-Star games.
You said it, George. Stan has appeared in 24 straight. You just can't beat that for consistency. It's like Gillette's record in coming up with brand new products. The newest is Sun-Up Aftershave. Right now, it's yours free with the purchase of the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set at $150 plus tax. For that top-of-the-morning feeling, try Gillette's new Sun-Up Aftershave. Men prefer the way it feels. Men and women alike go for its crisp, masculine fragrance. And for comfortable, long-lasting shaves, it's the Slim Adjustable Razor. Its trim, compact design is made to order for those hard-to-reach shaving areas, and 9 numbered blade settings on the Slim's micrometer dial lets you pick the one that's just right for your combination of skin and beard. Get new Gillette Sun-Up Aftershave free with the Slim Adjustable Razor at $1.50 plus tax, or it's free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. Well, we have a change in the American League lineup now. Bobby Richardson of the New York Yankees has moved in to play second base. So here's Tommy Davis leading off against Jim Bunning. Ball one outside, fastball. Score tied 3-3. The American League have been able to pick up 8 hits, 4 hits for the National League. Bunning, with his familiar pose, the glove and the hand on the knee, works now into the windup. The one ball pitch. Down low, ball two. A little inside. 2-0. So Nellie Fox leaves. Bobby Richardson is in at second base. Score tied. 3-3 as we play in the top of the fifth inning. Jim Bunning with a two ball pitch. Misses, ball three. Davis has bounced out, singled sharply into left. And his excellent throw in the first inning brought this crowd virtually to its feet. 3-0 count. Bunning with the 3-0 pitch. Hits it over, 3-1. Now Davis takes a look down to Gene Mauch, the Philadelphia Phillies manager, coaching at third base for the National League. And on the 3-1, we'll see what Tommy Davis decides to do. The windup by Bunning, pitch on the way. And he takes it for ball four outside. So Bunning gives up a walk. And the National League has a base runner. That is the third base on balls given up by American League pitchers today. Ken McBride, who worked the first three, walked Mays and Bailey. Bunning, who retired the side in order in the fourth, gives up his first walk. And up there now is Hank Aaron. He's forced a runner and bounced out. He'd like umpire Hank Shore to take a look at the baseball. Earl Batty reaching up. And Hank Shore says it's okay. Back out she goes. Amazing thing of baseball. It's delivered by these all-star pitchers. Travels probably in excess of 100 miles an hour. The batter sometimes can notice a little smudge or something on it. Here's the stretch. The check on Davis by Bunning. The pitch, and it's outside. Ball one. Aaron takes a look down to Gene Mauch. Score tied 3-3. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Three runs on four hits, no errors for the National League. Three runs on 8 hits and no errors for the American League. Outfield deep in all positions for Aaron. Pitch by Bunning. There's a high fly ball into right center field. Albie Pearson is under it and takes it. And there's one away in the fifth inning. One down. Up now is Bill White. White, the left-hand batter. He's bounced out to the third baseman, grounded out to Joe Pepitone, the first baseman. He's 0 for 2. The outfield naturally with this powerful left-hand batter swings to the right. Richardson in and out second base, moves deep. Malzone a cutaway from third in the event of a bunt or a slash on that side. Bunning checks on Davis, the runner at first. Pitch coming. There's a foul back in the stands, out of play. One strike to Bill White. Score tied, 3-3. Bill White is the first to reach 100 hits of any batsman in either league in this season of 1963. He'd been stroking that ball for the St. Louis Cardinals. One out, one on, one strike. The next pitch. He hits a little number to the left side. Malzahn coming over, goes back to second to Richardson. Ball bounces out of his glove. There's Davis going on. And White had made a big turn at first, but will get back safely. Malzahn came in on that number that was hit just to the left of the mound in trying to throw to Richardson. He hit him up on the hands. And the ball bounced out of Bobby Richardson's glove. Official scorers will talk that one over. I'm sure White will get on the fielder's choice. And now the question is whether they've charged an error, I believe, to Malzahn. High and outside, ball one. One ball to count.
Did you hear that, George?
Didn't hear it, no, sir.
An error charged to the American League on the play at second base, enabling Davis to go on to third. One ball to count. One out. Score tied 3-3. First error of the ball game. Bill White, the runner at first. Davis, the runner at third. Willie Mays, the batter. Here's the one ball pitch, and he fouls it back. Bunting, not an easy man for a right-hander to hit. Culp will undoubtedly come on in the last of the fifth. He has concluded his warm-up tosses and has moved near the gateway out in left field. The outfield shades to the left. The 1-1 pitch to Mays. Swings and hits the number to the right side. Pepitone grabs the ball, is going to the bag, and Davis comes on to score. Now, Willie Mays just pushed that ball to the right side. Pepitone grabbing the ball, stepped on first. And Ed Bailey, who had moved out there, is called back. As Willie Mays grounds out to the first baseman, Davis comes on to score, and it's 4-3, the National League. And on to second base goes Bill White. Well, Mays moves up the runner. And here comes Stan the Man Musial. Playing in his 24th game, hitting 323 with that very famous pose of his, with a little hula thrown in besides. Runner on second, pitches a swing and a miss for a strike. The official scorers have indicated to us that the error has been charged to Bobby Richardson, the error which enabled Davis to go on to third. 4-3, the National League now leading. On Willie Mays, bouncer to the first baseman Pepitone, bringing Davis in from third. Pitch to Musial. Swings and drives one into right field. Kaline is there, and he makes the catch. Line drive to Al Kaline. So, one run on no hits, one error. And it's the end of 4.5 innings. National League 4, the American League 3. The first half of today's game has been brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The second half of today's game is brought to you by Chrysler Corporation.
In the business, that's Chrysler, backed by your Chrysler Motor Corporation dealer's 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. Think of it. You can own a Chrysler for 5 years or drive it for 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, before its warranty runs out. The warranty protects the powertrain of your Chrysler, the vital parts of your car that would require expensive repairs if needed. No other American car offers you this protection for such a long time. All you need to do is make sure your Chrysler has been serviced according to Chrysler's certified car care schedules. And when you own a Chrysler, you do that anyway. What's more, you can own a Chrysler right now for prices that start as low as some models of the low-priced field. And you get Chrysler's clean custom looks, luxurious interiors, Husky V8 performance. Plus, and don't forget it, your Chrysler dealer's five-year, 50,000-mile warranty, the best guarantee of quality in the business. Stay tuned for warranty details later in this program.
We move to the last half of the fifth inning. The score, National League 4, the American League 3. Now, my pleasure to turn this microphone over to the gentleman of the Kansas City A's, Mr. George Brison.
Thank you very much, Bob. In the last half of the fifth inning, it will be Kaline, Malzone, and Wagner scheduled against Ray Culp of the Phils. Culp's a right-hander. Very good fastball. Throws hard. Good slider and curve. Johnny Edwards has now come in to catch. Cincinnati catcher. And Edwards will be batting in the number nine spot. The first pitch down to Kaline's a curve. Call strike. No other changes in the lineup right now. It's still Davis, Mays, and Aaron. Boyer, Groh, Javier, and White. Brand new battery. Culp in the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Kaline bounces it back to the left side of the mound. A backhand play, but the pitcher throws to first. Got him. Nice play. Kaline bounces one. Past the mound, off to the side of the mound, and Ray Culp went off towards third, backhanded it, and threw him out.
Right.
One out on the fifth, and the score all tied. Correction. Score is 4-3, National League leading. Frank Malzone, right-hand hitter, popped out to the shortstop, single, scored a run and knocked in a run. Right-hand hitter, pitches low, ball. On Malzone, they play around the left and short all the way around. Dick Groth, the shortstop, back in the hole. Right-hand hitter, Ray Culp in the windup, delivers. A call strike on the hands over the inside corner. So it's now a ball and a strike. Score 4-3, the National League leads. Good ball game. Sparkling plays. Willie Mays in left center field. Here's the pitch. Hit his bat on a check swing. That's a strike, and it's a ball and two strikes. One out on the fifth. Wodeschick, a left-hander in the bullpen now. The Houston Colt 45s. Culp of the Phils facing Malzone of the Red Sox. A ball and two strike count. Next pitch on the way is a fastball. A bit high. All even out, 2-2. Culp has been a starting pitcher for the Phillies in some relief. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's taken a bit low, and we go all the way now. Three balls, two strikes. They give Malzone all the right field line, perhaps 100 feet of it all the way. I think it was a dead pull hitter. Here's the windup now. Payoff pitch. Curveball popped up back of the plate. Be back in the stands. Johnny Edwards gave chase. The ball back in the seats. Great big crowd here today out in center field. Bleacherites enjoying the sunshine. And a good ball game. 4-3, National League.
Yeah.
Now zone hanging in there. Culp has the sign. He's in the windup. Here it comes. Ball is swung on, hit high to right field. Aaron shading his eyes down with the glasses. Makes the catch, two out. Two out on the fifth. That'll bring on Leon Wagner. Wagner singled in the second inning and scored a run. First run of the American League. Grounded out to the first baseman of the pitcher covering in the third. A left-hand hitter. Wagner of the Los Angeles Angels. The halo on his hat. In the windup now goes Culp. And the pitch on the way to the plate's a slow curve, but it's high. 320 feet down the line. Wagner is a right center field hitter. Can pull a ball right down the line on occasions. In fact, Aaron is playing him over pretty well to the line. Here's the pitch. Bit high. 2-0 the count now with two gone on the fifth. Wagner the hitter. And the score 4-3, National League leading. Here's Cubs' next pitch. Wagner swings on it and fouls it back here. Back of the plate, into the netting, bouncing back down on the field, and the count is now 2-1. The pitcher looks around the outfield. Willie Mays playing Wagner straight away and carrying on a conversation with somebody. Willie loves to play baseball. Here's the next pitch. Swung on a line to right field. A base hit, a bullet hit out there. Wagner makes the turn and hangs on as Aaron comes up with the ball. That's 9 hits now for the American League and brings on a pinch hitter for Earl Batty. Like Carl Yastrzemski, the left-hand hitter with the Boston Red Sox.
Batting for Batty from the Boston Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski.
I've been told, a personal student of Ted Williams. Williams could see greatness in the batting eye of this young man. Runner at first, Yastrzemski at the plate. First one's in the dirt, a ball. First time, too, that he has been in an All-Star game, and there must be a butterfly or two. It's a great game, a traditional game. Brings all the great stars together. Here's Culp in the stretch now. The pitch, two out, a runner at first. Pitch on the way. A little bit low. Culp is a bit low here on this one. Score 4-3, National League leading the American League. This is the 34th All-Star game. Infield around to right. Yastrzemski can hit the ball anywhere. Culp any stretch. Here she comes. Curveball hit high in the air down the right field line. Bill White, the first baseman in foul territory, gives up now as Javier makes the catch, just barely foul. Javier, the second baseman, got it in foul territory. Retires to the side. Fifth inning, no runs. On one hit, no errors. The man left. Score now as we go to the top of the sixth here. National League 4, American League 3.
Full-sized value is just the beginning when you invest in a new Chrysler. Every Chrysler built, from economical Newport to luxurious New Yorker, benefits from your Chrysler Motors Corporation dealer's certified car care plan. This plan protects your Chrysler, keeps it performing the way a Chrysler should for as long as you own it. Your car is serviced at reasonable intervals by skilled experts who know it outside in, inside out. These men are specialists, skilled Chrysler-trained technicians. Believe me, they know what makes a Chrysler tick, and they know how to use the right tool at the right time for every job, from a minor repair like a faulty windshield washer to a major repair like an engine overhaul. Your Chrysler is in good hands when it's serviced the certified car care way, approved by the engineers who designed your Chrysler-built car. See your Chrysler dealer about the best new car investment in the business.
While the change is being made, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Industrial Bank of Schenectady offers complete banking services for the individual and the businessman, as well as a willingness to talk over any financial problems you may have and to help in any way possible. Loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, safe deposit boxes, Christmas Club, all these services and more besides are yours at Industrial Bank of Schenectady, the truly friendly bank for you. Get acquainted with Industrial Bank at 224 State Street or the Woodlawn Branch at 815 State Street. This is WGY Schenectady.
We have several changes right now. Bob Allison is in right field. Carl Yastrzemski goes into left field. Albie Pearson stays in the ballgame in center field. Brooks Robinson is at third base. Catching, Elston Howard of the Yankees. And Jim Bouton is the pitcher. And the first pitch on the way to Kenny Boyer. Ball one. Jim Bouton, a right-hander of the New York Yankees, fires, and the ball is fouled off back of first base, going up in the stands. So now we have Robinson, Versalas, Richardson, and Pepitone in the infield. Yastrzemski, Pearson, and Allison in the outfield. Elston Howard, the catcher. Jim Bouton, the pitcher, big right-hander of the New York Yankees. In the windup he goes now. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Score in this ball game. 4-3, the National League leads. Good ball game. Both managers expressed their great desire to get everybody in. Of course, a little tough. Kenny Boyer at the plate. None for two. Hits this one high in the air on the left side. The third baseman, Robinson, in foul territory, makes the catch. Boyer out on the pop fly. One gone in the sixth. And that'll bring on Dick Groth, the Cardinals shortstop. And I think one of the great things about the game of baseball, Groth, who was raised in the Pirate organization, tries desperately to beat the Pirates now as a Cardinal. He's a right-hand hitter. Facing the right-hand pitching of Jim Boughton of the Yankees. They play him short in the outfield. There's a call strike. Fastball in there. Jim Boughton gets a sign now from Elston Howard. In the windup he goes. Here's the pitch, and it's a changeup swung on a line foul down the left field line in the seats. Pulled the string that time. We haven't seen too many changes. In fact, both pitching staffs, predominantly fastball and slider pitchers. And one of the real hummers in the American League, Juan Pizarro, is warming up in the bullpen. A Wooderschick, cold 45s, the National League. There's a pitch outside. Now it's two balls and two strikes. He checked out a ball and two strikes on the board. One gone in the sixth. Boughton cranks up, delivers in a hurry. Overhand curveball, hit on the ground of the third baseman. Robinson has it, has to hurry the throw. Got him. One of the great glove men, Brooks Robinson. Oh, the league is full of fine third basemen, both leagues for that matter. Two out on the sixth, and here's Julian Javier. Javier, the second baseman of the St. Louis Cardinals, has struck out and popped out. They're scored 4-3, National League leads. Out hit by five hits. Two gone in the sixth. Boughton gets a sign now from Elston Howard to pitch overhand curve fouled off. Boughton coming right over the top. Johnny Edwards on deck. He's batting ninth in the order. Boughton set again. Two gone in the sixth inning. In the windup, Boughton. Pitch on the way to the plate. A fastball hit on the ground. Big hopper to the shortstop, Versalas. Quick throw in the dirt and picked up by Pepitone in time. Good play at first base. Sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score now as we go to the last half of the sixth inning. National League 4, American League 3.
Pull over, Charlie. There's Bob and Vivian.
Hey, give you a lift.
Charlie, a new Plymouth. How's it drive?
That handles like a dream. Why?
How's the gas mileage, Charlie?
Oh, it's really great. I get... Pull over, Charlie. There's Ed and Gloria. Give you a lift.
Charlie, a new Plymouth Sport Fury. What makes it ride so smooth?
Torsion air ride. It has an understanding...
How's the power, Charlie?
Oh, it goes like a grease.
I like those bucket seats.
Well, I myself...
Charlie, how about the 5-year, a 50,000-mile warranty? Huh?
Oh, it's...
Against big repair bills, right?
Yeah.
And that 550 warranty's on all Chrysler Corporation cars, right?
How's the white luggage?
Tell us about the console.
Does it come with a stick shift?
Okay. Everybody out.
If you have that many questions, see your Plymouth dealer. And stay tuned for warranty details later in the program.
More changes being made, and while they are, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Paying your bills by check saves time and also gives you an unquestioned receipt for your payments as well. At Industrial Bank of Schenectady, you'll find checking accounts tailored to your needs. Low-cost checking accounts which help you be businesslike in handling your personal finances. So stop in. Find out how convenient a checking account can be at Industrial Bank of Schenectady, 224 State Street or the Woodlawn Branch with a drive-in window at 815 State Street. This is WGY Schenectady.
Brand new pitcher, Hal Wooderschick of the Colt 45s, the left-hander.
From the Houston Colt 45.
Now, Wooderschick will be the fourth National League pitcher. It's been O'Toole, Jackson, Culp, and now Hal Wooderschick.
Hal Wooderschick, batting in the sixth position.
ready to go now. Last half of the sixth inning. Joe Pepitone, the first baseman, has struck out and lined out. Struck out swinging in the second inning. So with Santo, Grote, Javier, and White in the infield, the catcher Johnny Edwards. Outfield is Davis, Mays, Aaron Still. A left-hander, Hal Woodeshick, is ready to pitch the left-hand hitting Joe Pepitone. Scores 4-3. National League leads. Runs and bunts, and he fouls it off on the first pitch. And the ball going down past Warren Child, president of the National League, sitting in a box right near the National League dugout, directly across the commissioner of baseball, along with the American League contingent, the home team here today. A strike to count on Pepitone. The windup by Woodeshick sidearmed him low. A ball and one strike now. Willie Mays playing short center field. They play Pepitone straight away in the outfield. Around the right a little bit in the infield. The third baseman, Santo, in close. Here's the next pitch. A bit high. 2-1. Beautiful day. Gee, you couldn't want a better day for an all-star game. Colorful uniforms, beautiful ballpark, and fine plays. And a close one. Here's Woodeshick's next pitch. And a swung on and missed on a curved ball, 2-2. Left-hand hitter, Pepitone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Woodeshick cranks up and delivers. Foul tip, that is, into the glove of the catcher, Johnny Edwards. It's a strikeout. Pepitone actually checking his swing. The ball flicked his bat, went right into the glove of Johnny Edwards, and that'll bring on Zoilo Versalles. Versalles, the little shortstop from the Minnesota Twins, a right-hand hitter. Public relations man for the ball club in the winter, and gosh, that's hard to understand. Unless a lot of people speak Spanish up there. Runs and bun and fouls it back. A strike. He can fly. Good fielder. And they kick his name around a little. Zorro. Zoilo. Zoilo. He likes Zoilo. One out on the six. And the score, 4-3. National League leading. Wind up again by Woodeshick. Pitch on the way is low inside. Fastball, 1-1. Zoilo chokes up the bat a little bit. Crouches right over the plate. Here's Woodeshick's next pitch, and it's a curve just missed outside. 2-1. Infield talks it up. Fellas all know each other and respect the ability of their own teammates and those on the opposition here today. The windup now, the pitch on the way to the plate is low inside. Almost hit him on the foot. So now it's a 3-ball, 1-strike count on Zoilo Versalles, who looks down to the third base coach, Johnny Pesky, whether the hit or the take is on. In the windup he goes, here it is. He was taking, and it's 4. Versalles gets free transportation. That is the number one walk issued, I believe, by National League pitching. Now here's the third baseman of Baltimore, Brooks Robinson, a right-hand hitter, batting in the ninth position. Runner at first, one out, infield shortened up, possible double play. Robinson takes a curve in the dirt. 1-0. Robinson, born in Little Rock, lives in Baltimore now. Big guy, 6'1", 190. Fine third baseman. Here's the stretch, the pitch on the way. Hit through the middle, across second base into center field. Versalles all the way to third. Mays coming up with the ball, does not throw. So you have there one of the great throwing arms in baseball being tested by one of the great runners in baseball as Versalles went into third base, and Mays had lost the battle because he had to come in and get the ball. So Versalles is at third. Robinson is at first, and here's Bobby Richardson, the Yankee second baseman, up for the first time in the ballgame. Richardson has demonstrated over the years that he's a great hitter in the clutch. Witness his success in the World Series. National League 4 run, American League 3. American League now has 10 hits, National but 4. Runners first and third and one out. Infield in, the pitch. There's a ground ball going to the shortstop. He has it over to second for one. Throw to first, double play. So Richardson hits into a double play. Groth to Javier to White to end the inning, end the threat. The sixth inning produces no runs on one hit. There were no errors and a man left. So at the end of the sixth inning, the score, National League 4, American League 3.
Why is Valiant the best all-around compact anyone's come up with yet? Here are just a few reasons. A choice of two engines, the Pepe Economical Standard and the hot-performing 225. Lasting value with rust-protected, rugged one-piece body. And your Plymouth Valiant dealer has low, low price tags right now. Remember, Valiant has the first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty. Yours only on cars from Chrysler Corporation. For more information on the warranty, stay tuned to this station. It's getting late. See your Plymouth Valiant dealer right now.
Going down to the seventh inning, see what changes we have. We have a new pitcher coming on, that much we know. Juan Pizarro, Chicago White Sox. Pizarro, National League for a long time, has moved to the American League, and he's become a fine pitcher. He throws very hard, a left-hander with really a blazer. Smoke, as they call it in baseball. Luis Aparicio has gone in to play shortstop.
Now pitching and batting in the fourth position from the Chicago White Sox, number 32, Juan.
Now Pizarro will be batting in the number four position.
Now playing shortstop, batting in the eighth position.
Hitting in eighth in place of Versalles will be Luis Aparicio. And I suppose that fans who've followed the career of this young man over the years, well, the White Sox were startled a little bit when he went over to another ball club, Baltimore, but he's done a fine job. Quick hands, enjoys the game. Johnny Edwards now coming on in the seventh inning. He's a left-hand hitter with the Cincinnati Reds.
Johnny Edwards.
Pizarro ready to throw the first one up there, and he does. It's a fastball over the outside corner. We've had now McBride, Bunning, Bouton, and Pizarro. There's a pitching staff right there if you owned it. Next one on the way. Slow curve that misses outside. Edwards a little anxious, almost went for that ball. Brooks Robinson, Luis Aparicio, Bobby Richardson, and Joe Pepitone in the infield. Yastrzemski, Pearson, Allison in the outfield. Next pitch, ground ball hit down to the second baseman. Richardson up with it, tosses to first in time, one out. So Edwards out on a bouncer, Richardson to Pepitone, and that'll bring on Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis made a great throw in the ball game early. Flag a runner at the plate. He's a right-hand hitter. He's one for two in this one. He's grounded out, he's singled, and he's walked, and he scored a run.
Tommy Davis.
Pizarro gets the sign from Elston Howard. End of the windup he goes. Here it is. It's high and away, the fastball. Score 4-3. National League leads the American. We're in the seventh inning on a beautiful day. Pizarro cranks up. Slow curve, line foul down the left field line. So now it's a ball and a strike on the right-hand hitting Tommy Davis of the Dodgers. One ball, one strike to wind up. Pitch to the plate. Slow curve, fouled off. Got him way on front on the front foot that time. But Tommy Davis is strong. Sometimes off balance can hit the ball a long, long way for you. Ball and two strike count. One out on the seventh. Pizarro gets the sign from Elston Howard, throws the ball, it's hit high into the air into left center field. Albie Pearson calling for it, and he's got it. But Davis out on a very high fly ball to center field, two gone now, and that brings on Henry Aaron. Aaron is grounded out.
Hank
Safe on the fielder's choice, scored a run and was out on a fly to center field. So now with two out on the seventh, the score 4-3, National League leading. Pizarro, the left-hander, delivers. Slow curve, call strike. The slow curve from Pizarro is kind of a favor. This boy, he can blaze. Here's Pizarro's next pitch. Slow curve again, call strike two. So now we have the battle of Pizarro with a known fastball and the ex-teammate of Henry Aaron. And Henry looking at two slow curves. They'll talk about that later, you can bet on it. 0-2 pitch. He fastballed him way outside. Just showed him that one. Gene Mock says, come on, Henry. Down at third base. He's coaching down there. Last year's National League Manager of the Year. The windup by Pizarro. Fastball a bit high. Oh, and he hummed that one. 2-2. Probably the fastest man we've seen here today. At least that pitch was thrown harder than any we've seen. Two balls and two strikes, two out. In the seventh inning, and Pizarro delivers. Slow curve hit high to center field. Albie Pearson should get it. He's over there now, and he's got it, and the side's retired. So in the seventh inning, it's no runs, no hits, and no errors. And the score now, as we'll go to the last half of the seventh, National League 4, American League 3.
Whenever you buy a new automobile, there are two important points to consider, the car and the dealer who sells it. That's why so many people are beating a path to their Plymouth Valiant dealers. For Plymouth, on the move in 63, and on the move right now with the best buys of the year. For Valiant, best all-round compact anyone's come up with yet. And for Certified Car Care, your Chrysler Motors Corporation dealer's health plan to prolong the life of your car. That's where the dealer comes in. His men are trained in certified car care techniques of servicing and maintenance. They have the right tools, specially engineered for Plymouth and Valiant cars. They have the right parts, factory-approved parts, to keep your car running like clockwork. And they have the Certified Car Care Plan itself, a program that gives you a written record of the care your car receives. So if you're in the market for a new automobile, think of the car and the man who will service it. Think about Plymouth, Valiant, and the dealer who gives you Certified Car Care, yours only with cars by Chrysler Corporation.
In this last half of the seventh inning now, we'll have Albie Pearson, Bob Allison, and the pitcher scheduled. Albie has done all right here this afternoon. He's singled and he has doubled. He scored a run and he struck out swinging. Little center fielder.
Albie Pearson.
Hal Woodeschick, cold 45, left-hander, will do the pitching now to Albie in the last half of the seventh inning. American League trails by a run. They've had opportunities. Next pitch is a strike. Belt high with the outside corner as Albie bluffed a bunt. And that brought Ron Satto, the third baseman, up in a hurry. Ron right now rearranging some of the soil out there halfway towards the plate. A strike to count on Albie. Leans over the plate. Here's the pitch to him. And it's hit back to the glove of the pitcher, Woodeschick. Threw him out at first base. Albie hit one on a one-hopper back to Woodeschick, who tossed him out. Woodeschick to White, one gone in the seventh, and that brings on Bob Allison. One of the strong hitters in baseball. Allison up for the first time.
Bob Allison.
Big right-hand hitter of the Minnesota Twins. Right behind him, another twin, Harmon Killebrew. He'll hit next. There's a strike. Born in Raytown, Missouri, lives in Minnesota now. Here's the pitch. Has a strike called on Allison. The killer Killebrew next. One gone, seventh inning. Score 4-3. National League leads. Woodeschick in the windup. Here's his pitch. Allison takes it. Bit inside. Allison is 6'4", weighs 220 pounds. Next pitch on the way. There's a long foul ball going down the left field line. That'll go into the lower deck. A ball and two strikes. Al Woodeschick, a left-hander, one time pitcher with the Cleveland Ball Club. Score 4-3, National League leading. Seventh inning. Here's the windup, the pitch. Allison swings and bounces it foul down past Sam Mealy, coaching at first. Well, Mealy, the twin manager, the hitter is Allison, the twin right fielder, and the on-deck hitter, Killebrew, the left fielder for the Twins. People in Minnesota proud of this power. One out on the seventh. And Wudishek ready to pitch, and he does. And the ball is swung out and missed. He struck him out with a fastball. Allison, the big man, out of there swinging. Now here comes Harmon Killebrew. Right-hand hitter. And this fella has got muscles on his muscles. He's big. Right now, it's four runs, four hits, and no errors for the National League. The American League, three runs, 10 hits. They've committed one error. American League not capitalizing on their hits. Wudishek ready to pitch to the killer, and he does. It's outside a ball. Complimentary nickname for Harmon. He's called the killer. Most ball players have nicknames, one kind or other. Now Wudishek set again. Here it is. Killebrew took it. It's a strike. Letter high over the outside corner. Good place for Harmon to hit the ball. Oh, he's in a hurry out there, Wudishek. Next pitch is a strike call. Wudishek nibbling on the corners now. And it's a ball and two strikes. Two out in the seventh inning. Wudishek already again. Here it is. Call strike three. Fool him that time. So the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, and no errors, and nobody left. And the score now, the end of seven, National League 4, American League 3.
What's the biggest thing about Dodge this year? The big, big Dodge 880. Here's a car for the big car man. The biggest, brawniest Dodge made. Big for easy handling, real comfort at the wheel and on the road. Big on power for sizzling performance when you need it. Big on styling, with a look, a line that sets it apart from all other cars on the road. Big on value, with torsion air ride, battery-saving alternator, rust-protected Dodge body. And, of course, big on dependability. First of all, because it's a Dodge, quality engineered by Chrysler Corporation. Second, because it carries the first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty in the business. Yours only on cars from Chrysler Corporation. For more information on the warranty, stay tuned to the station. Then see your Dodge dealer right now for one of the biggest buys on wheels and the best deal you ever made. The big Dodge 880.
Some more changes now as we get going in our ball game. It gives us one more chance to have a station ID. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Whatever your banking needs may be, a checking account, a place to save, a loan for any worthwhile purpose, a safe deposit box for your valuable papers, well, you'll find that Industrial Bank of Schenectady is the complete and helpful bank for you. Why don't you stop in at Industrial Bank and get acquainted? You're always welcome, and you'll find Industrial is a truly friendly place. For all banking services, it's Industrial Bank of Schenectady at 224 State Street and the Woodlawn branch with a drive-in window at 815 State Street. This is WGY Schenectady.
Changes are just two of them. Tom Tresh of the Yankees will be in center field in place of Albie Pearson. And Dick Raddatz, a big right-hander of the Boston Red Sox, will do the pitching. He's just now starting his warm-up. Raddatz possesses a very low earned run average this year, appearing in 33 ball games. 1.42, pitching entirely in relief. And I guess, Bob, you'd have to say one of the game's outstanding and top relief pitchers.
Indeed he is, George. We saw him recently in a couple of series, and veterans like Joe Adcock said it was almost unbelievable the way this fellow with his tremendous size and freewheeling can really pump that ball in there.
Bill White, Willie Mays, and a pinch hitter, no doubt, for the pitcher, will come on here in the eighth inning. The score is 4-3, the National League leads. And Raddatz, a big right-hander, is ready. Weighs 235 pounds. Born in Detroit, lives in Royal Oak, Michigan. The first pitch is low, a ball. Nice, free, easy motion, but he can throw aspirin tablets at that plate. Bill White, the first baseman, a left-hand hitter, has not hit in three times at bat. Next one on the way. Call strike at the knees over the inside corner. Defensively, we have Brooks Robinson at third. Aparicio is at shortstop. Bobby Richardson at second. Pepitone is still at first. Yastrzemski, Tresh, and Allison in the outfield. Here's Raddatz's next pitch. Foul ball on a breaking ball this time. Sidearmed into the left-hand hitting Bill White. As big as he is, that easy motion, long arms. He's rugged. Drysdale's in the bullpen now for the National League in left field. Here's the pitch. Missed outside. Now we go to two balls and two strikes here in the eighth inning on Bill White. The National League already leading by a score of 4-3. White can hit the ball out of the park, but the outfield is playing him straight away because Raddatz can fire. And a foul ball hit back a third upstairs. Cleveland Municipal Stadium. All bedecked in bunting. In honor of this great day in baseball, the All-Star Game. Two balls and two strikes. White at the plate. Close one. 4-3. Here's Raddatz pitching. Fouled off the screen back of the plate. And a slider, a breaking ball of some sort, got right in on the fist of the left-hand hitting White. Hit one of those right, I tell you, you get a handful of bees, a broken bat. Two and two. Here's Raddatz's next pitch on the way. White swings on it and fouls this one off back a third. Hit the top of the ballpark and bounce back on the field. And then back again and almost caught, but not quite. And a fellow's leaning over the temporary fence down there, all the fans. It looks like a bunch of blocks when you set them up. You don't push the first one over as the ball rolled down. Now two balls, two strikes on White. Raddatz with a new one. Cranks up and delivers to the plate. Ball hard hit going to right field on the ground. A base hit. That's only the fifth hit and the first since the third inning for the National League. And the batter now will be Willie Mays. Well, Willie has done just about everything here today. He walked, he singled, he grounded out, he batted in two runs, he scored two, and he has stolen two bases. Mays, a right-hand hitter. The first pitch to Mays is swung on and fouled off, and Mays was going to try to hit that one in the lake. Boy, he took a pretty good rip. Next pitch to Mays is outside the ball. Willie Mays at the plate. Infield shortened up. Willie, a pretty tough man to double. He can run. A ball and a strike, the stretch by Raddatz. Here it is. Fouled off. In fact, Willie went out a little front of the plate that time. Took a little gamble on Raddatz's fastball. Score 4-3. We're in the top of the eighth inning, and the National League leads the American League. Bases on balls really have been a big difference in the game. Here's Raddatz's next pitch. Runner going. Call strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base down there. Willie Mays is called out on strikes. You won't see that many times. Run and hit play that time. Bill White was running, and Willie Mays is out on strikes. And that'll bring on Ron Santo.
Ron Santo.
Santo, the Chicago Cubs' third baseman, a right-hand hitter with power. Willie McCovey has come out on deck. now Raddatz has a runner at second base, Bill White. One man away. Top of the eighth. National League 4, American League 3. American League has 10 hits, the National League 5. It's a payoff on score. Raddatz delivers. Swing and a miss. Boy, a blue darter thrown up there by Raddatz. We have 44,160 here, and they've enjoyed a ball game, and it's still a good one. Aren't they all, really? Here's Raddatz pitching. There's a looper, broken bat job, dying Quayle, base hit to right field, White on the way to the plate, and he'll score. Now it's a 5-3 ball game. Ron Santol hit a broken bat single to right field to drive home White with a fifth National League run, and that'll bring on a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Willie McCovey.
From the San Francisco Giants.
Willie McCovey, 6'4", 200-pounder. Born in Mobile, Alabama, lives in San Francisco. Left-hand hitter. And he can wrap him. Runner at first base now. And there's one out on the infield shortened up for the double play. McCovey at the plate. Swung on and missed. Took a big cut. There are many hard swingers in baseball. Well, this man is a hard swinger, long arms, long bat, and boy, he unloads. Here's the stretch now by Raddatz. Pitch is swung on and foul off. He fooled him then. Had one hand off the bat. Five to three ball game. National leads. Raddatz any stretch. He's a right-hander. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So McCovey, a pinch hitter, out on strikes. And the batter now will be Dick Grote. And Raddatz has either struck him out or given him a hit. Two hits, two strikeouts in this inning.
Dick Grote.
Grote's a right-hand hitter. And up to the plate three times, single once to bat in a run. Raddatz any stretch, runner at first leads. Here's the pitch. A strike call. Two gone, one strike to count on Dick Grote, the Cardinals shortstop. Up and ready is Raddatz. Santo in his lead. Here's the pitch. Tries to hit it to right field. Fouled it off down the right field line. Grote, an expert at hitting the ball back of runners. A little roar and rustle you hear. Somebody caught that ball and fell down and tore up a $26 pair of slacks for a $3 baseball. They do it all the time. It's all right. Name of the game. Now we're ready with a new one. Here's the pitch to the plate, and it's a call strike. And Raddatz struck out the side, but he did give up in the inning. One run on two hits. No errors, and a man left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings. National League 5, American League 3.
The 1963 Dodge. Sales up 65%. Did you ever wonder why some cars sell better than others? Styling, performance? With the 1963 Dodge, it's both. When it comes to styling, the Dodge Dependables are in a class by themselves. And performance? Here are cars that won't take a back seat to any others in their class. And with certified car care, Chrysler Corporation's health plan to prolong the life of your car, your Dodge dealer aims to keep the Dodge Dependables dependable. His men are specially trained to service and maintain every car in the full Dodge line. At their fingertips, they have Dodge-designed tools specially engineered for Dodge cars. They have factory-approved brand-new parts to keep your car in condition, plus the Certified Car Care Plan itself, a program that gives you a written record of the care your car receives. Dodge Styling, Dodge Performance, your Dodge dealer's certified car care plan, and the best deals ever offered. Just a few of the reasons why in 63, Dodge sales are 65% ahead.
For the National League.
Another change now. Now pitching for the National League of the Dodgers, Don Drysdale. Side wheel and right-hander. Drysdale is 6'6". Throw the ball hard. Great fastball. Good curve and slider. Elson Howard will be the first man to face him in the eighth. The American League now has this chance and one more. And kind of a quick recap at the moment. The difference really is the base on balls issued by American League pitchers. One of them in the second inning scored. One in the fifth inning scored. It's all a part of the game, like the error, the base hit, pop fly, whatever. Elson Howard comes on to hit against Drysdale. And this has happened before in the World Series. They look back and create the great moments. Both these men have had them. Big winner last year, Don Drysdale, winner of the Cy Young Award. Here's his first pitch. It's a fastball strike in there. Those of you who get a chance to see the American League and not the National League, Pizarro, left-hander, same kind of a fastball as Drysdale has, a right-hander. Swing and a miss, and he threw a breaking ball to him. Strike two. Elston Howard up there in place of Leon Wagner. Drysdale into that windup. Here she comes. Missed outside a ball. Drysdale gives a little flick of the wrist as he turns the ball loose. It's 5-3, the National League leading the American League. In the last half of the eighth inning in Cleveland's beautiful and big municipal stadium. Drysdale set again. Here it is. Foul ball back to the screen behind the plate. Hank Soar, the umpire, working back there. Big Bill Jutkowski of the National League at first. Al Smith of the American League at second. And Paul Pryor, third. Extra umpires. Harvey is in right field. Haller down the left field line. The pitch gets by, but it's too low. Now it's 2-2. Sandy Koufax is now in the bullpen for the National League. Two and two the count. First, struck him out. Drysdale's first man is struck out. And that, of course, is Drysdale's long suit. And the batter now will be Yastrzemski. Looking at the line score right now. National League has 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The American League, 3 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Kyle Yastrzemski, a left-hand hitter of the Boston Red Sox, up now. Don Drysdale all set, one gone in the eighth. Pitches a strike right in there. Yastrzemski took it. The third baseman Sato up even with a bag. Yastrzemski can hit to all fields, and the outfield plays him almost straight away. Here's Drysdale's next pitch, and it's a bit low. 1-1. Great and classic game, the All-Star game. Drysdale gets a sign from Johnny Edwards. Cranks up and fires, and the ball is fouled off in the upper deck. Back of the plate. Joe Pepitone of the Yankees, gone all the way at first base, is on deck. One ball, two strikes. Drysdale gets the good sign now, and rears back and fires a fastball by him. Struck him out. Yastrzemski took a good cut and was down swinging. So now we've had occasion to have Wodeschik strike out two men, the last two men in the seventh, and the first two men in the eighth. And here is Pepitone. Now the booing you hear, this is a Cleveland group of fans. Pepitone of the Yankees. Here's a pitch. inside a ball. Now, booing or not, this young gentleman has done quite a job for the Yankees. Here's Drysdale in a hurry now. Next pitch. Swung on, a long drive, center field. Willie Mays on the run, not patting the glove, but at the wall. He runs into the fence and got it. And I believe Willie hurt himself out there. The ball hit to the 380-foot mark. He's limping coming in. That'll retire the side. Good catch by Willie, very deep. No runs, no hits, and no errors. At the end of the eighth inning, the score, National League 5 and American League 3.
Mother, a letter from Bob. Listen, dear Ruth, your authorized Chrysler Motor Corporation dealer's warranty against defects in material and workmanship on 1963 cars has been expanded to include parts replacement or repair without charge for required parts or labor for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. On the engine block head and internal parts transmission case and internal parts excluding manual clutch, torque converter, drive shaft, universal joints, excluding dust covers, rear axle and differential, and rear wheel bearings, provided the vehicle has been serviced at reasonable intervals according to the Chrysler Motors Corporation certified car care schedule. Trucks are included but are subject to additional limitations of 1,500 hours operation if mileage does not accurately reflect the extent of actual use and operation of parts covered by the warranty. Coverage will not apply to trucks subjected to prolonged power takeoff or off-highway use. Thinking of you always, Bob.
Dear, are you sure you're doing the right thing marrying a car dealer?
Julian Javier.
In the ninth inning. It'll be Julio Javier and Johnny Edwards, the eighth and the ninth hitters. And then Tommy Davis, scheduled at any rate. But at the plate right now is Javier, the second baseman of the Cardinals, a right-hand hitter. And Dick Raddatz, the big right-hander, delivers to him. And the first one swung on and fouled off into the screen back of the plate. Scores 5-3, the National League leads. And we're in the top of the ninth. American League has one more pop at them. Koufax still busy in the National League bullpen. Raddatz gets the sign from Elston Howard. Pitches. Javier takes that one outside, and it's 1-1. Ninth inning in Cleveland. Bright sunshine. The National League on top by a pair. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Javier fooled on that one. National League went fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings without a base hit. Next pitch is swung on and fouled off. National Leaguers got a run in the first inning on one hit. On the second inning, rather, one run on one hit. Two bases on balls in there. Two runs in the third, one in the fifth, and one in the eighth. Raddatz's next pitch, a bit high. Now it's two balls and two strikes. American League got a run in the second. They got two in the third, and that's all. Two balls and two strikes as the big right-hander Raddatz pitches. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Javier out on strikes. And that'll bring on Johnny Edwards. And Raddatz didn't have many strikeouts here until this inning, and he has four of them, or until this part of the game that he's been in. Make it five now. Edwards up now. He went up one time and grounded out. Waiting now for Roberto Clemente to go into the bullpen in left field. He has to run in playing area. They wait for him. Probably go in place of Mays. Hopefully he wasn't hurt badly. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's one strike. White sidewalls. Duke Snyder on deck. Here's the pitch by Raddatz. High fly ball, left side. Aparicio going back for it. Yastrzemski coming over, the left fielder. He's there, and he's got it. And any of three could have taken it. Two gone now. And Duke Snider will be heading for Tommy Davis.
Your attention, please. Batting for Davis from the New York Mets.
Duke Snider wearing the uniform much the same color that he wore in Brooklyn, the same number four, and the same color that he wore in Los Angeles. But now it's the New York Mets, and Duke Snider comes on with two gone on the ninth. National League leading. Here's the ground ball hit hard down the right field line. Foul. Snider always a threat. He walks up swinging. Score is 5-3. The National League leading in this ball game in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Raddatz ready again. The curve ball in for a call strike. Snider has a couple of words to say to Hank Soar. I'm sure not about the pitch, just where was it, probably. Next pitch on the way, outside. Raddatz is 1-2 on Duke Snider, a left-hand hitter. Probably the best performance of the day has been turned in thus far by Raddatz. And he does that almost every day. Here's the pitch. Call strike over the outside corner. Snider is out. In the ninth inning, it's no runs, no hits, and no errors. So at the end of 8.5, the score, National League 5, American League 3.
It's known as the success car of the year. It's the 1963 Dodge Dart. Big on room, yet small in price. A compact, but with enough wide open spaces for family enjoyment. Big car power, but with real gas economy. And with all the engineering features that have made Dodge mean dependable. All this plus the first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty you heard about earlier. Yours only on cars from Chrysler Corporation. For a look at the success car of the year and for the best deal you ever made, see Dart at your Dodge dealers.
Some changes now. Roberto Clemente goes into the ballgame into center field. And Duke Snider stays in the game and goes into left field. Luis Aparicio will be the hitter in the last half of the ninth inning.
From the New York Mets, number four.
The Aparicio, Robinson, and Bobby Richardson schedule. Now the score's 5-3.
Number 21, Roberto.
And we're in the last half of the ninth inning. Announcement being made about the changes. Koufax. One bullpen, Mambo in the other. Here's the first pitch to Aparicio. It's high, a ball. Luis, a little guy, great shortstop, a right-hand hitter. Always a bunt threat, and Santos up close. Needing a couple of runs, he might do anything. There's a high fly ball into short right field. Second baseman Javier back, and he has it. Aparicio out on a pop fly ball. Brooks Robinson comes on now. Juan Marichal is now in the National League bullpen. Five runs on five hits, no errors. Make it five runs on six hits, no errors for the National League. 3-10-1 for the American League. Next pitch. Swung on and missed on a sidearm curve by Drysdale. Ballgame action packed early and good pitching now. One out of the ninth. Last chance. The pitch. Swung on the line. Center field. Base hit. So Brooks Robinson singles to center field. Clemente fires back in towards second. And now Bobby Richardson represents the tying run here in the last half of the ninth inning. Richardson, a right-hand hitter, and giving him a little bit of a shot here right now, too. Get into a double play in the sixth inning. He's a right-hand batter. Runner at first. He's the tying run. There's one out. Infield shortened for the possible double play. Call strike over the outside corner. Drysdale fired that one. We're in the last half of the ninth. Big Don Drysdale, any stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the glove of the catcher. And it's nothing in two. Richardson at the plate. Tommy Trash with the Yankees on deck. Drysdale gets that sign once again from John Edwards. In the stretch he goes. Looks over to first and steps off. Brooks Robinson's run, not an important run, with a score 5-3. They want to hold him just the same with the one out. Now Drysdale's up there. Here's the pitch. A little bit low and off the shin guard of the catcher, Johnny Edwards, bounced out in front. He went out and got it. And Robinson had to hang on down at first base. Richardson from Sumter, South Carolina. Here's Drysdale's pitch. And it's a ground ball. Throw out a second for one. Might be a game-ending double play. It is. White fired to Grote. Grote back to first base. And Richardson hit into two double plays. And this one ended the ball game. In the ninth inning, no runs on. One hit, though, no errors. And nobody left. And a final score in the All-Star game. National League 5. The American League 3. You're more familiar, I'm pretty sure, Bob, with what's going to go on. What is it?
Thanks to the All-Star Game. One of the most unusual endings, certainly of any spectacular ball game, in which a great little second baseman, who in some other great classics has been honored as the most valuable player, who hit in the two double plays today, the National League 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors, the American League 3 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. So the bonded power of the National League did not show itself. The pitchers of the American League were able to hold the National League to only 6 hits, but were not able to score the runs. The American League left 7 runners stranded on the bases, and a fine play by Tommy Davis in the first inning sort of set the theme for the whole affair when he threw to the plate to get Nellie Fox trying to score from third on a fly ball hit deep in the left field by Al Kaline. A wonderful, spectacular performance by a great number of pitchers. Dick Raddatz, the fireballer from the Boston Red Sox, who struck out 5 of the 8 men he faced. The National League's Don Drysdale, who came on in the 8th and 9th innings and took care of the American League, although he surrendered a hit, getting Bobby Richardson to bounce into a double play. Interesting to note that Ralph Houk used practically everybody on his staff, with the exception of 2 players, Norm Seaborn and Don Leppard. And in the pitching department, used all of his pitches with the exception of Bill Mandelkamp and Jim Grant. The National League utilized most of their players with the exception of Orlando Cepeda of San Francisco, Joe Torre of Milwaukee, and Maury Wills of Los Angeles. So they used all but 3 of their outfielder, infielder, catcher department. In the pitching department, they used all but Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal and Sandy Koufax, although Marichal was working in the bullpen along with Koufax at the end of the game. So the fans who came to see got a chance to see the All-Stars. Warren Spahn, they had a chance to see him before the game. They got an opportunity to see Stan the Man Musial, Duke Snider, Willie Mays. Mays making one of the fine catches of the game against the fence, giving every inch of their great talents in a performance that enabled the 44,000 fans who paid their way here today on the banks of Lake Erie to watch indeed a game that typifies the great desire of the men of professional baseball to utilize their abilities. It certainly is a great lesson to the young fellas of playing baseball around the country that here indeed on this diamond this afternoon were men who proved that if you have the talents and are willing to work at it, you can realize the ambition of your lifetime. I'd have to say, George Bryson, that every young man who played on this diamond today took a great sense of pride in his performance and in his appearance.
You're absolutely right. It's probably the greatest honor that can befall a Major League ball player now, and at the beginning, perhaps it wasn't exactly that way, but suddenly now there's come the feeling in the past few years that this is a great showcase for the national pastime, and youngsters can't help but look at the men out there, no matter who they are, where they come from. If they're in this All-Star game, they represent a slice of the pie of America and the best game of all. So wherever you are, youngsters, if you have this talent to play ball, play all you can. And the same thing I might pass on to the fans. If there's a ball game in your neighborhood, be it semi-pro, professional, major league, whatever it is, it's a wonderful place to spend a summer evening or a summer afternoon in a ballpark.
Well, now the margin closes down. The American League has won 17 games. The National League has won 16. There's been one tie. And here today in Cleveland, Ohio, the best of the National and of the American League have been here. George, it's been a wonderful day.
Certainly has. Especially for yours truly, coming in here. And although we didn't get to see the ball player representing the club I'm with, Kansas City, play, that too is something that should be touched on. Managers want to win this ball game. They like to get everybody in, but in most cases, it's not at all possible.
No, indeed. They tried to play the game. They tried to give them all a chance to play, and that's the story of the All-Star Game of 1963. National League 5, the American League 3. This program is authorized under television rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Any commercial or other use of the program, such as by charging admission for its showing, is similarly prohibited unless authorized in writing by the Commissioner. That wraps up the 1963 All-Star Baseball game. The final score again, National League 5, the American League 3. Our engineer has been Claire Taylor, our producer, Len Dillon. Be with us in October for the 1963 World Series when your hosts, as for this All-Star game, again will be Chrysler Corporation, with the first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty, and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, world leader in shaving. This is Bob Neal, along with George Bryson, saying thanks for being with us. This has been a sports production of NBC News.